Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret.
That was my mom, Vicky Keith, and I'm Tamara Keith. This is B-Side, and this is a special preview edition of B-Side for our show about voice. And who better to talk about voice and vocal stylings than my mom, who was a music major in college?
No, I was a voice major, even more specific.
And now you sort of channel this, right, in karaoke.
Yeah, and the greatest part about karaoke is God didn't give me all the talent to go with my voice, so I don't have any rhythm, and karaoke makes it possible for me to sing the song the way it was written.
You mean because the words come up right there and tell you when to sing them?
That's right. That's right.
So back before karaoke, well, no, karaoke probably existed, you found other ways to embarrass me with your singing, and there's a story that I wanted to tell about junior high, and you were substitute teaching in my junior high math class. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
And I really don't know how it happened, but the kids somehow convinced you that rather than teaching algebra, you should sing.
Oh, yeah. You know, I didn't need much encouragement, so I just started sort of burst out in song, and I looked back at you and you were dying.
Yes, I was dying. Do you remember what song it was? It was like some sort of lullaby or something.
I don't exactly remember which one it was. I have several lullabies, but I can't remember which one it was. It's been many, many years ago.
You're aging me. maybe you could sing a lullaby for us real quick.
Rock a baby. Rock a baby, rock, 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 rock a baby, good night, good night, good night.
And that's an original.
Yeah, I wrote that for you when you were a baby.
But when I was 13 and you were singing it in class, it was absolutely mortifying. And what made it worse, and I'm sure you remember this part, was when the vice principal walked into the room mid-song.
Yeah, and I was a little lost as to what to do at that point, so I just kept on singing.
Memorable moments in Keith family musical history. So can you do another karaoke number for us?
Oh, sure. Let me find one.
For some people, karaoke is kind of like, you know, you get drunk and you have to get drunk enough to get up enough courage. And then you get up there and you sing and it's pretty much a massacre, but they put some reverb in or something, right?
Yeah. Recently, I went to a karaoke place and the KJ, that's what they call the karaoke disc jockey, he had like kicked up the music so loud you couldn't hear anyone sing. And then he threw in a reverb. And I thought, my gosh, I can't sing to that. So I walked up to him and I said, now, would you mind, like, cut out the reverb and cut down the music because I really want to sing.
And how did that go?
It was fantastic. Everybody loved it.
So do you sit when you're doing karaoke and say, that person's no good. I'm better than that person. And like, you know, try to strategize what song you're going to do?
Oh, yeah. I mean, sometimes I have to hurry and get to the song I want to do before somebody else does it because, you know, everybody loves to do Patsy Cline's Crazy. All the women do. And I particularly enjoy doing that song, so I'll do that one early on if I can. Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted.
Coming up on the next edition of B-Side, we've got a story about a dad who sings karaoke, a mom who has a few voices in her head, an opera singer, and the voice, in French, of Samuel L. Jackson. So please stay tuned for the next edition of B-Side. And Mom, thank you so much for joining us for this edition of B-Side.
It was great. Thank you so much.
And I've got to say, although you've embarrassed me many times with your singing, you kick ass at karaoke.
Thank you. It's a dream come true. You actually have an orchestra to sing with at any time you want to.
We don't have an orchestra at bsideradio.org, but we do have video and clips from our previous shows, so please visit us at www.bsideradio.org. So, Mom, can you sing us out?
Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Well, I kind of blew that.
That's okay.